As we prepare ourselves for the Seder in Chodesh Nisan, I want to read to you a letter that I discovered last year, which gave me tremendous chizuk. It's written by Rav Aaron Lapiansky. If anyone's interested, I could forward it to them. And he's writing a letter to a child who is trying to understand what's so important about the Haggadah and the Seder after all. And he writes like this. It is now 3,300 years since we received that freedom in Mitzrayim. If we imagine the average age of having a child to be about 25 years of age, there are four generations each century. That means that there's a total of 132 people stretching from our Avos in Mitzrayim to us today. 132 people have to pass on this heritage flawlessly, with a devotion and single-mindedness that could not falter. Who were these 133 fathers of mine? One had been in the Nazi death camps. One had been whipped unconscious by Cossacks. One had children stolen by the Tsar. One was the laughingstock of his enlightened brethren. One lived in a basement in Warsaw, with many days passing with no food to his mouth. One had been burned at stake for refusing to believe in divinity of a flesh and blood, and one had been frozen to death in Siberia for continuing to believe in the divinity of the eternal God. 132 fathers, each with his own story, each with his own test of faith, and each with one overriding and burning desire that this legacy be passed unscathed to me. And one request of me, he writes to the child, that I pass this on to you, my sweet child. What is this treasure that they have given their lives for? What is in this precious Haggadah that 132 generations have given up everything for? It is a great secret that man is capable of being a lot more than an intelligent primate. That the truth of an almighty God does not depend on public approval. And no matter how many people laugh at you, truth never changes. That the quality of life is not measured by goods, but by the good. That one can be powerfully hungry, and yet one can forego eating if it is not kosher. That a penny that is not mine, no matter the temptation or rationalization. That family bonding is a lot more than birthday parties. It's a commitment of loyalty that does not buckle in a moment of craving or lust, and so much more. This is our precious secret, and it is our charge to live it and to become a shining display of this is what it means to live with God. So when we sit at our Siddurim this year, we have to feel the tremendous schush, and also the tremendous achrayus of all the previous generations who have passed this on to us, and hope that the enthusiasm at our Seder will be carried on till we greet Mashiach one year in Yerushalayim.